Sports.com.
State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
And that was the verdict, not guilty. Jurors reaching that decision this past weekend in the trial of George Zimmerman, the Florida man who shot and killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. There have been protests, there have been arrests, and there's the Department of Justice reaching out possibly to go after Zimmerman in a civil rights case against him. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're at the crossroads of opinions here on this show, from left of left to right of right to somewhere in between. You can always flip in your two at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Are you surprised by the verdict or no? You think this is the right thing that should have happened here? You know, there was so much insanity in this case, and I was so shocked, and I said this several times, about the speed of this trial. 14 days. The number of witnesses, 56 witnesses, 911 calls that were played in the courtroom, and the back and forth. Was it George Zimmerman screaming, blood-curdling screams on that 911 call? Or was it Trayvon Martin? Both mothers testifying that it was their son. The number of jurors who ultimately decided on this thing, six, all women. We had several attorneys on the show, including a couple of prosecutors who said, oh boy, I wouldn't want six, but that's how they do it in Florida. So we haven't heard the last of this, including the protests. And there were lots of protests over this verdict. In fact, there were a bunch of arrests as a result of the verdict. So was it the right verdict? Was it the wrong verdict? What happens next? I guess the first vote was split, which is interesting. You know, polling the jurors or hearing from the jurors, which often doesn't happen, is a good piece of information so you get a sense of what happened. And one of the jurors who acquitted Zimmerman talked to a network news organization, I think it was CNN, and I saw a little clip of this, and she said she thought it was Zimmerman's voice. She heard screaming for help in those calls that I mentioned, and that was a big, big reason for the acquittal, saying that listening to that showed what was happening, that this was a guy who had his heart in the right place but got displaced by what had happened in the neighborhoods and went above and beyond what he should have done. And that seemed to be pretty much what the cross-section was across the board in some ways from the other jurors. So the initial vote was split, three guilty, three not guilty. In the end, they said Zimmerman had a right to defend himself, that he felt his life was in danger. This is one of the things that really came across to a couple of the jurors who spoke out, or at least the one anyway, saying that this is what we came to the conclusion of, that he felt he was in danger before shooting Martin, and it was his voice that was screaming for help in the calls. He had a right to defend himself. If he felt threatened that his life was going to be taken away from him or he was going to have bodily harm. And remember, at first, a lot of the reports were how angelic Trayvon Martin was and how beastly George Zimmerman was for going after Trayvon Martin, which, of course, he then also, by the way, apologized and said he shouldn't have wished it didn't happen, not wished, didn't say he shouldn't have done it, but wished it didn't have happened after the fact. But you saw the pictures, you heard the real stories about his head getting smashed in and all that kind of stuff. So I said this initially, and some of you actually shot me down for lack of a better way to describe it. I said that the Stand Your Ground law was really what was going to come into play here. And sure enough, judging by at least what this one juror is saying, giving a little bit of insight into what went on as they were talking about this, trying to figure it out, coming up with the verdict, that they really believed the Stand Your Ground was the thing here, is that his life was in danger, so he was standing his ground. As for the Martin family, Trayvon Martin's father says his heart is broken, but his faith is not. The not guilty verdict became a big deal over the weekend. People all over the country protesting, some big protests, some smaller protests, but they rallied in Chicago, in New York, in other cities, enough that the president felt that he needed to say, we need calm reflection after this emotional verdict. The president said that because of the concern over what was happening in the cities. When the reaction to the verdict poured in from all sides on Sunday, not just in Florida, but in big cities and small areas, people started to gather and protest. So this case decided by six people. They had three choices: to find Zimmerman guilty of second-degree murder, to find him guilty of a lesser charge of manslaughter, to find him not guilty. And they opted to find him not guilty. This has been going on now since February of 2012, when initially Martin was killed. And then ultimately Zimmerman was charged with second-degree murder. That happened in April of last year. And now it's over. Or it might not be over, because the Department of Justice has decided that they may step in. They may step in on this case. And what's next? And I'm going to give you some of the details on that. But what also is next for Zimmerman, now that the Florida jury found him not guilty, there are a couple of things, and these are the things that we're going to talk about. Civil. Remember this in the O.J. Simpson case. This can still come back around. Mark O'Mara, by the way, his defense attorney, said he has to be very cautious and protective of his safety because there is still a fringe element who have said, at least in tweets and everything else, they want revenge. They will not listen to a verdict of not guilty, even though the jury found him so. And he still could be accountable, held accountable in a different way for Martin's death, because a civil suit would allow them to get monetary damages for causing physical or emotional harm. That's always a possibility. So we go deeper on that next on the flip side. You want to weigh in? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Back in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Speechless a little bit. I mean, I'm not surprised, but it's disturbing.
It's really unfortunate for everybody, just black, white, Asian, it doesn't even matter the color. That was a child, and he followed that little boy.
I'm not surprised by the verdict, but I had hope that they would prosecute.
It's not surprising. It's also really depressing that it's not surprising, and it's that thing, it's like you do want to have hope, and you do want to assume that there will see some precedent that black life in this country is valuable.
I think it was a pretty unfair portrayal of the victim, and I think it shows a victim-blaming society, honestly.
And she knows just what it takes.
Lots of reaction to the Zimmerman acquittal. Zimmerman, some say, hey, he's free, but he's trapped, because how could he possibly ever stay in his hometown of Sanford, Florida, for fear of his life, that some fringe person might take some sort of a shot at him. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation, and it is a nation really torn up by what's happened with this verdict, and you could hear it there in what we would call the man on the street. And you're part of that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Got a couple of quick emails. One from Walt, who says, shame, shame, shame. What were those idiot women thinking? You call that justice? Just flat out wrong. P.S. I'm not a black man. I'm white. This has nothing to do with race. It has to do was some vigilante who overstepped his bounds and took a young man's life. This did not have to happen. And then on the other side of it, I got this one from Bob in Vermont. And Bob says, Kate, this was the way to go. Bravo to the six people on that jury, because they got it right the second or third time around, if the reports are true, that initially, when they took a vote, it was split. He started to get attacked. He had to stand his ground. That's called Stand Your Ground, and it stands up in the state of Florida. Bravo. And that's pretty much what I would say I've been able to read and hear over the last day, that it's a split deal with most people in this country. Some are appalled, and some say, well, by the letter of the law and how we do things here in this country, this was the right verdict. It was a sad thing that happened. It was a thing that shouldn't have happened, but this was the right verdict. It was the right verdict. So as you can imagine, the White House, I said the president called for calm reaction. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, talked about the tragedy of this Trayvon Martin killing. And then also, what about civil rights and the possibility of that connected with the George Zimmerman verdict? And here's what he had to say.
This is a decision made by the Justice Department, by career prosecutors, and all questions about how that process is undertaken should be directed there. The president wanted to convey that he felt that the death of Trayvon Martin was a tragedy for his family and for the community, but also for the country.
Well, yeah, it was a tragedy, no doubt, no matter how you break this down, because even Zimmerman himself certainly wouldn't have wanted that outcome. And he said as much when initially he was charged with this. So now it's the Justice Department, and they're actually having to overcome some obstacles as they investigate the possibility of civil rights violations by Zimmerman in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. So Eric Holder, the Attorney General, had this to say.
The Justice Department shares your concern. I share your concern.
And that was a little snippet from a speech that he made in Washington, D.C. on Monday, saying, you know, basically confirming the fact that they're going to continue to investigate while they're signaling concern for the Martin family and others, saying that, you know, we are mindful of the pain felt by our nation over the tragic, unnecessary shooting death of Martin. That was one of the things that was released from the Justice Department. And you heard the I share your concern statement, which was from Holder, saying that the shooting provides an opportunity to speak honestly about some of the issues involved in the case, and that we haven't or shouldn't let this opportunity pass, is what Holder said, because there's underlying attitudes, mistaken beliefs, and stereotypes that serve as a basis for these kinds of things all too often. And see, here, I think it was a combination, and, you know, we've talked this out. Heading into this, we've talked this out to death on this show, that there were things that were happening in the neighborhood. There were things that Zimmerman was amped up about, and part of the reason why he was circling round and round and trying to quotes, keep the neighborhood safe because of some of what had gone down there. And the timing of that, then ultimately, you know, whether he was, Trayvon Martin was juiced up with marijuana or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. The combination of the two was completely deadly. I mean, that 10 seconds that could have separated the meeting between those two, it's too bad that didn't happen. And unfortunately, it is absolutely a tragedy. Now we have these protests, and you wonder how long that continues. And this, you know, does the Justice Department really have any kind of a leg to stand on with the case against George Zimmerman? I'm going to say it's much different than other things that we've seen, especially if you look at, if you're trying to look at federal civil rights law and the ability to pursue defendants who had been acquitted at the state level. You'd have to look at cases like the Rodney King beating. That's the first thing that popped into my head, because you had the video of the King beating. Well, you don't have any kind of evidence like that with the Martin shooting, at least that we know of. And then also, the two officers convicted on federal charges in that case, in the Rodney King case, were charged with using or permitting unreasonable force under color of law. And guess what? That only applies to law enforcement. So there's a problem with that. If you think about federal, looking at this from the federal level, and how the Justice Department could prove racial bias, I think it would be really tough. I mean, more than tough. I don't think they'd have a case here. Because remember, you don't have those eyewitnesses. You don't have an eyewitness, and you don't, and Trayvon Martin is dead. So when you can talk about the whole hoodie thing, Zimmerman seeing him in a hoodie and then, you know, saying he was acting suspicious, and that's what they're talking about. But the problem is, I think, that's not enough of maybe a smoking gun or a hard enough piece of evidence, because then you have to talk about hearsay and you have to talk about Zimmerman and what was in his mind. And I think that doesn't show racial bias enough to pursue any kind of a case, a civil case against him that would amount to anything. The Justice Department agreed to requests from the NAACP and from, you know, its president, Todd Jealous, to do this, to pursue it. And also there were some people on the Hill that wanted to keep investigating George Zimmerman. But I'd say good luck with this. I think any experienced federal prosecutor would know that they just don't have enough evidence that would make it prosecutable, I think, on a civil rights basis federally. I think they'd have a hard time with a very different from Rodney King's situation. The Zimmerman case is very different from that. As I said, your two main things, video, where's the video? You don't have any of that. And where's the eyewitness? You don't have an eyewitness to it as well. An eyewitness would certainly change things. And Martin is dead. That's another big piece of this. And, of course, Charlie Rangel, the congressman from New York, he was one of the big Democrats that immediately had a press conference on Monday and pushed the Justice Department to do some kind of an immediate and thorough investigation. And there were others that lined up to say the same thing. But if you really fundamentally trying to prove that the night he was killed, that the right to life was violated by George Zimmerman, who stalked him and then took him down, I think it's really, really tough and not doable. I really don't think they have a case here. I think it goes nowhere. What do you say? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
And ends, like, where is Ed Snowden and what's the latest there, and some other things that leaked out over the weekend. But first, as I was talking about what happened as reaction to the verdict, George Zimmerman being acquitted of the murder of Trayvon Martin, there are more rallies that are planned. In fact, one rally shut down a major intersection already in Newark. That's one that unfolded late on Sunday. And Monday in Baltimore, there were some crazy things that were going on with some protests and whatnot. And in Oakland, police stood down as protesters were really, they say, terrorizing drivers. There wasn't much that they could do there. Ted Nugent, who says he may run for president in 2016, threw in his own two cents, as this case has certainly divided the country again. Some people see it as justice not being served, and others see it as a terrible law that ended in an awful tragedy. Here's what Ted Nugent had to say. He says, Zimmerman showed the fundamental responsibility of a neighbor who cares. He did nothing improper. He had potentially life-threatening wounds and represents the purest form of self-defense that there is. And he said and added this, that Trayvon Martin was a standard thug and he had an obvious racist chip on his shoulder. So that line, of course, has sent people, some people who were just astonished by that, running and screaming into the hills. But as I was mentioning before, the civil rights aspect of this, the evidence, and is there really evidence there ultimately enough that they can go after Zimmerman, the Department of Justice? I'm going to say no, and you already heard my explanation for that, that the case is just too weak. And, of course, to pursue it, they're going to pursue it. But will they turn over all the stones they need to, you know, actually come up with something of substance that would hold up in court? I don't think so. There's nothing, I don't think there's any other shoe that can drop or anything else that would make, you know, that would make sense there. Okay, NBC's Mr. Sharpton, Al Sharpton, was one of the people that mobilized protests in 100 cities. And he tried to make it clear that the protests were not in any way to be, you know, violent and whatnot, that he wasn't advocating that, but that he was advocating support for the Martin family. And that they were to pressure the Justice Department into taking that legal action we just talked about, as far as Zimmerman is concerned. And he says, you know, that now that this verdict is out there, the opposite of what Ted Nugent is saying, I wanted to give you two sides of this coin, it makes a lot of people vulnerable. And the reason that people in the civil rights community are talking about the 100 cities this past weekend is because they're not just questioning the verdict, but they're saying a precedent is now set, and that's why the Justice Department has to step in. And remember, Sharpton was one of the guys that really was turning and burning this one out there in the national media immediately. That became a national news story back in March of last year, and in the run-up to the trial this year, he is pushed and pushed and pushed. He has an MSNBC TV program to demand that Zimmerman be convicted. And, of course, that didn't happen. And many of you have reacted to the verdict, and many of you think Al Sharpton is out of his mind and that he was encouraging, actually whipping up people to something that was not peaceful protests. And, you know, what good does it do to throw in the race card in the middle of this? And as Jake in Austin says, because I got three emails on Sharpton, is this guy just trying to fuel this fire? Is he fanning the flames of racism? Or is he just trying to ultimately use this as his latest drawing card? Because his tongue, if anything, is making this spin into a completely different direction. And then there's this from Gail D., who says, Kate, over the weekend, I have to tell you, I was surprised by the verdict. I listened to something Al Sharpton said earlier in the day on Monday, and as much as I didn't agree with the verdict, I didn't agree with Al Sharpton. To me, he really seemed like he was trying to ignite or incite or do something that we didn't want to see happen as a result of what was this acquittal of Zimmerman in Florida. And isn't he really fueling the whole racist argument? Haven't we gotten beyond that point? Aren't we beyond that in this country? We have a legal system, and the legal system works. we live by the system we've created, innocent until proven guilty. They found him not guilty, and that ultimately should be the bottom line. Oh, it's not the bottom line. Magic Johnson, who is an incredible businessman and at one point was an incredible basketball player, I don't have to give you his resume, because everybody was tweeting out on this and saying things about the reaction to the verdict and whatnot. He said it makes him sick to his stomach that the rule of law was followed and not lynch mob justice fixed it for him. I'm going to say that's the fake Magic Johnson, because that's not the Magic Johnson that I've ever seen speak. And see, this is also the problem when you have tweets and you have social media. Sometimes it comes out right and sometimes it comes out wrong because you have people that are posing as other people. When really the words of Magic Johnson were that it's good to see that the protests of the verdict have been peaceful. Now, he did say that he would own the comments about it made him sick to his stomach, that he was found not guilty, but he didn't add in all that other stuff. So, you know, how about that? Fanning protests that are violent does nothing for anybody in this country, and it doesn't solve anything here. And in the case of Zimmerman, you know, as I said, it's really going to be a case of whether or not the Justice Department feels as though they have anything to move forward. And they were, this was inevitable that they were going to try to look at this from the civil side. I don't think that anything happens as far as pushing this civilly. We'll see where it all ends up in the mix. There are people that are still just digesting this whole thing and figuring out where they really, really stand on this. You know, there was another juror who said the bottom line is he acted in self-defense, but he shouldn't have left the car. And I think most people would agree with that. I mean, if we want to analyze the aspects of the case, and if I'm sitting in a jury and I listen to that, yeah, I'm going to agree with that. Absolutely, of course. If he hadn't left the car, would we be sitting here on America Tonight, or would anybody else be taking any time and talking about this? And the answer is, of course not, because it wouldn't have happened. But I think you're going to see that even still the next couple of days, you're going to see that there's going to be more and more reaction to the verdict, and whether or not there's more to pursue here with civil rights charges, and does it set some kind of a precedent? Is there a precedent that's set here in a positive vein or in a negative vein? And then it also has other far-reaching effects. I mean, you know, take the whole racist argument out of it, and you could talk about the neighborhood watch programs and what you know about neighborhood watch programs and how far you can go when you're the person who's cruising around in the car and looking for things that don't seem right. Certainly not to get out of the car and confront whoever it is that you are trailing. That makes absolutely no sense. So, of course, when he had that conversation with the police dispatcher and he initially reported what was happening, by pursuing him, that's what ignited this whole thing. And, of course, the national attention and everything else. And this trial was a speedy trial. Said it in the beginning of this hour. We're talking 2 weeks. 2 weeks for this trial, and it flew by. I mean, just flew by. Even with all the evidence that was presented and, you know, everything else, ultimately, some of the more emotional testimony, the 911 call, I mentioned that too, and the two sides of that. You know, there's more vigils planned. There's, I think, more reaction, as I said, to Zimmerman. And ultimately, where does it end up in court again? Does it end up in court again? Odds and ends. There was a home run derby that took place. Do you care? Who won the home run derby? We'll answer frivolous questions like that next on America Tonight.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Tonight, you want to jump in, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Val in Alabama. Hey, Valerie, how are you?
Fine. Hi, how are you?
Glad you called. What do you think?
Well, if I may, can I apply a Christian principle here?
Sure.
Let's say that Trevon and death is like that grain of wheat that falls to the ground and dies.
Mm-hmm.
But it produces hundreds of thousands of hearts. Because from this point on, when any of us are out at night, be it a teenager or an adult, we are all going to be very mindful of the tragedy in Sanford, and we'll be more careful. Perhaps these children across the United States will be a little more safe. We'll have it on our minds for a long time. The jury has spoken, and that is it.
You know what? Well said. Well said, Val. The jury has spoken. That's it. This is our justice system. And maybe, and I hope you're right on this, that it's so in our minds because it became such a big story that now people are more... It is a tragedy. That's what it comes down to. It was a tragedy. And maybe more people will be able to look at this differently if they find themselves in circumstances where hopefully they're not seeing the same thing and they're... get in a car and they shadow too closely and don't back off. It was a tragedy. I mean, even George Zimmerman himself said that. It's a tragedy. I mean, that's the bottom line. That ultimately is it. And so perhaps that's what you take from it with the Trayvon Martin death. Valerie's right. Maybe some people think a little bit differently if they're out there late at night or, you know, before midnight, whatever, and they see something, they take that little extra second. I mean, there's ways to flip that around, I think. But what a good positive thought that is. Let's hope that's the case. How about that? Let's hope that's the case. All right, how about this? This is scary, and this gets lost in everything else. And this is part of Odds and Ends. You know the journalist that Edward Snowden dumped all that information to, the one that he sought out, because he knew he'd be a natural ally, and it's Glenn Greenwald. He's the columnist for The Guardian newspaper in the UK who first reported on the intelligence leaks that the Snowden dump, the data information, all the stuff that he ultimately had from the NSA. And now Glenn Greenwald is saying that the whistleblower Ed Snowden possesses enough information, this is what he's saying, to cause more damage to the United States government than anyone else has ever had in the history of the country. He's saying, oh, this is nothing. He was talking to an Argentinian newspaper columnist, and that's what he was saying. He was saying, hey, the U.S. government better watch their step because Snowden is nobody to just push off. He has the potential to really, really, really do serious damage to the U.S. And if he discloses the information in the documents that Greenwald knows, he says it would allow somebody who read them to know exactly how the NSA does what it does, which would in turn allow them to evade that surveillance or replicate it. And said, literally thousands of documents taken by Snowden constitute basically an instruction manual, step-by-step, for how the NSA is built. Which is, again, why the head of the NSA, General Alexander, went nuts when this happened, because he knew he had this information. So this past weekend, on Friday, heading into the weekend, Snowden finally popped his head up after weeks of hiding in a Moscow airport and said he was willing to meet with President Vladimir Putin's condition that he stop leaking U.S. secrets if it means Russia would grant him asylum until he can move on to somewhere in Latin America. Because he's stuck. He's stuck in the transit area of the main international airport. He's been there since June 23rd. He's had asylum offers from Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Bolivia, but try to get from point A to point B. The logistics of reaching whichever country is incredibly complicated since his passport is no longer good. It's been revoked. Now, the reporter that he's given all the information to, Greenwald, said, hey, you know, he's going through this, he's getting squeezed, but he is calm and he is tranquil over all of this. That he doesn't have remorse. He says he's not sensing any sort of remorse or regret or anxiety over the situation that he's in. He's a little tense, but he's not regretting what he's done. He's not regretting that. And Greenwald said the interesting thing, that the U.S. has shown it's willing to take even the most extreme steps if they think doing so is necessary to neutralize a national security threat, which then goes to, as he's saying, what the former congressman from Texas said, Ron Paul, that he worries that somebody would try to take him out with a bullet. Someone would try to assassinate him from the government because of what he could potentially uncover? Maybe. Hopefully not. I'll just try not to be a conspiracy theorist for this little segment here. All right, let's go to something lighter for a second. The Home Run Derby. I was watching part of this in an airport, and, of course, Citi Field in New York is ultimately where it all ends up. And the A's outfielder, Yonis Cespedes, topped phenom Bryce Harper with an incredible, outstanding power display. I mean, let's face it, we all want to see the tail of the tape, 455 feet for one of the home runs. In the end, he needed just five outs to win this thing, a score of 9-8, 32 homers. I mean, just jaw-dropping is the way to describe it. I've read that now over the course of the Home Run Derby night. You know, 455, all that kind of stuff has to be. That was the best shot of all. And watching them fly out was pretty cool. I had to go and obviously look at a re-rack because I was on a plane and in some crazy weather, actually, with rain and the threat of other things possibly hitting the DFW area. Because you never know with wind shears and everything else how the weather can be. It's frightening. A little lightning, ooh, that could send the plane in a different direction. But it was lightning in the bat of Cespedes, who just ended it all, just lights out with the way he slammed the ball. And I am somebody who likes offense, so actually looking back at some of the home runs, was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. The Home Run Derby seemed like this is the thing that pulls kids in, and this is the kind of thing that has to be such a big part of Major League Baseball when they do their show-off game. That's what I call the All-Star Game, although it has teeth because, you know, it's that home field advantage for either the National League or the American League, and the All-Star Game played on Tuesday now that the Home Run Derby is over. How about this story, too, to top things off, since we started on a court note, on a very big court note with George Zimmerman. Asiana Airlines is planning to sue a San Francisco TV station for a report that misidentified the pilots of the crashed flight using, they say, fake, racially offensive names. The San Francisco TV station is KTVU. And what the airline is saying is that they falsified by identifying the pilots of the Boeing 777 that crashed 2 weeks ago as the wrong names. It got them confused and said them incorrectly. So how about that? The National Transportation Safety Board says that they issued an on-air apology for the mistake because that's where they ultimately got the names from, the TV station. So go figure. Whose fault is it? Send me a letter, americantonight.net.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.